2x2 transformation. So you might write SC, a different pen, a darker one.
I'm just wondering if it's like a fold by fold and the
Sure. So that's up, at this point it's up to you. So fine rules does not diagonalize automatically. Is that what you're asking? Okay. You have to specify it. So you would make. Is this okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. So say sine one or whatever, and you can generalize this to whatever dimension of transformation you want. And let's say h one plus cos one h two or something like that. And then in the parameter list that I showed you, you would have these parameters defined, and you would define them either in terms of other parameters or numerically, whatever is appropriate for your model. Does that answer your question?
So we should somehow get some formula by ourselves?
That's right. You have to get the formulas.
Yes.
Okay. So that's something that we'd like to do in the future, but at this point, you do the diagonalization yourself. Okay. And then you write the Lagrangian, and you can write the Lagrangian either in the model file. You can also write it in Mathematica itself. And fine rules defines some symbols that you might want to use while writing your Lagrangian. For example, it defines this FS, which is the field strength tensor for the gauge bosons. It defines gamma matrices. DEL is what we call the partial derivative, projection operators, and so on. So here's an example of the QCD Lagrangian. This is the kinetic and self interactions of the gauge of the gluons. Here's the kinetic term for the quarks. Okay, so Q bar just represents the Hermitian conjugate times gamma zero of the quarks. Here's the gamma matrix, the partial derivative of Q, and so on. Down here we have the interactions with the gluon. So Q bar, gamma matrix, fundamental representation. Matrix Q times the gluon and so on. And you can, fine rules allows you to make implicit many of your indices. So Q here actually represents all six generations of quarks of, if you define it that way in your field definition. And so it has several indices, of course. It has a spinner index, a color index, and a generation index. And so this line, this last line here, is short for, if I put in all of the indices, it would look like this, and split it up into there's six different flavors of quarks, of course. So it allows quite a bit of simplification for your Lagrangian, for the way you write your Lagrangian. Very little. So you tell it the indices. At this point, very little. There's ideas for the future, but anyways, right now, you tell it the indices that you're going to work on, and the name of the representation, the symbol for it. Okay? And then you'll have to code in, except for it knows what the epsilon, it knows the Levi-Civita epsilon tensor, and it knows to pass the structure constants and the and so on for QCD to the matrix element generator. So those are hard coded in MATGraph. So if you do something bigger or something different, you'll have to define what those matrices are.
And then there's a way of doing arbitrary momentum dependence if you have higher interaction vertices and derivatives and things.
That's right. So at the fine rules level, you can implement higher dimensional operators. That's right. And it can determine the fine rules for them, and that's not a problem. It's limited by the Monte Carlos,
right.
So the interfaces, at this point, none of the interfaces write out higher dimensional operators. However, and this is it's a very good question, we have in the works right now a student in Levan in Belgium that's working on a fine arts implementation interface that actually will write out the higher dimensional operators too. So fine arts was designed to have the possibility of having higher dimensional operators. And so right now that's in the works for fine arts, but not for any Monte Carlos. Okay, a lot more details, obviously, than I can say here can be found in our manual, and we tried very hard to make this readable and understandable. So if you go to this website, and we plan to keep it updated on this website. Okay. So running fine rules consists of course, opening Mathematica, and then loading fine rules, loading the model, you can generate the Feynman rules and then translate it to another package. Loading fine rules just consists of telling Mathematica where to find fine rules by defining this variable, fine rules path, to be the path to where you've stored the package, setting the directory to that path, and then loading it with this command, this Mathematica command. That will load the package. Then after that, you load the model by setting the directory to the path of your model, and then using this command, load model, and you can actually split the fine rules model file into several files if it makes it, if you desire, let me put it that way. So you can list the different files here, and it will load them, it'll read them into memory, and then it will set up all of the variables inside Mathematica that fine rules needs. Then you can generate the Feynman rules by running this command, Feynman rules. Here's the Lagrangians. You can just list them one by one. And these are just something you define either in the model file or in Mathematica. So L1 might be the QCD Lagrangian that I showed you. L2 might be the electroweak sector or whatever. And then there's various options. And the options include things like expanding, flavor expanding. So that would be expanding the generations, things like that. You can specify, if you have higher dimensional operators, you can specify that you only want it to generate the vertices up to a maximum canonical dimension or a maximum number of particles. You can also say that you want to select certain particles. So if you put in the QCD Lagrangian that I showed you, you could use select particles arrow for gluon vertex, and it would only generate the four gluon vertex, for example. So there's various options that are useful. And then finally, and there's also some tests that we have that you can test, for example, the hermeticity of your Lagrangian. But after you're satisfied with your model, then you can translate it to these other packages. So we have these translation interfaces, write FineArts output, write CalCap output, write MadGraph output, write Sherpa output. And again, you just list the Lagrangians and some options. And each one has its own options that are specific to the package. So that's the basic idea. Later today in the tutorial, Claude will show you an example of extending the standard model with a new scalar field, and then he'll obtain the Feynman rules. He'll show you that, and he'll show you the translation of that model into MadGraph and CalCap. Yeah.
So let's say I want to do some standard model processing, RC gauge with the ghosts and whatnot. Those are all in there.
Okay. So let's split up fine rules into the sort of the core that generates the Feynman rules and the part that writes out the interfaces or writes out the model file for the CalCap and MadGraph and so on. MadGraph is only works in unitary gauge, so does Sherpa. CalCap can work in both unitary and Feynman gauge. So if you write the model to CalCap, then you can write ghosts and ghosts and bosons and so on in there, and that will work. And in fact, that's the preferred way for CalCap. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
But if I just say, you know, 1/4 W mu nu, W mu nu, you're saying Feynman rules already knows that if I say Feynman gauge, it will give me...
No. You have to...
I have to put
right, you have to write that explicitly in your Lagrangian.
Okay.
In whatever gauge you're gonna work in. And and furthermore, the propagators, propagators are not translated. They're all assumed in... So all the Monte Carlos have an internal definition of the propagator, so that is not translated. And at this point, also, fine rules does not generate the propagators. So if you have a quadratic term with some different power or something like that, it doesn't generate it at this point. Okay, validation is something we've been working very hard on. The version 1.2 is the version that's available on our website right now. And I'll start with the test that we did for that. We started by implementing the standard model in both unitary and Feynman gauge, actually. And we compared 31 two-to-two processes that sort of spanned the vertices that were available. And we compared those. This is just a selection of them. I think there's a few more. But we compared those between various versions. One was what we call the CalCap stock, which means the version of the standard model that's already in CalCap. When you download CalCap. These other ones, these two are the version that FineRules wrote out. This column is in Feynman gauge. This column is in CalCup and unitary gauge. We also did CompEP in Feynman gauge. We did the MadGraph stock, which is the version that just comes with MadGraph, and the FineRules MadGraph version. And we compared all these processes. We calculated the cross-section, and we compared them, and they all agreed. So that was the first test. The next test was that we implemented what we call the three-site model. This is a model that I work on with my collaborators at Michigan State University. It's a minimal Higgsless model where you just include the lowest KK modes. I can talk to you more about it later, but the point is it was the first really non-trivial BSM model implemented into FineRules, and we tested 191 two-to-two processes here. And we got agreement between, at this point, it was just between CalCup. So I implemented this model in CalCup a couple years ago with Sasha Belayev using LANHEP, another package that does something similar. And we compared those two versions. So sorry that you can't see it, but I just wanted to give you the idea of how extensive it was at the time. Here's just a selection of them. So we compared it between the LANHEP version that we wrote several years ago and the new FineRules version, and got agreement between all the processes. And again, between both Feynman and unitary gauge. Now we're working right now on version 1.4 that should be available soon. And it has various improvements, but one of the really big things that we've been working on is further validation. So one of the first things was that we extended, so previously MadGraph was limited so that it could not handle this three-site model, basically because the Hayless routines didn't work for things like WWWW prime. Vertices like that were not. So we extended the Hayless routines in MadGraph to work with these sort of vertices. And then we ran the test between MadGraph, written by FineRules with these new Hayless routines, the CalCup FineRules, and then this LANHEP CalCup version that we had. And we did 224 two-to-two processes and got agreement with all of those processes. Now, the next thing is really spearheaded by Benjamin Fuchs. And he implemented the MSSM in complete generality. And he did various tests, and this is still work that has a little bit more. We have a little bit more to do on this these tests. But so far, he's done 456 key two-to-two processes that are included in this paper that was described earlier that compared the MSSM between Sherpa Wizard and MadGraph. He did all those processes using this FineRules version. He compared it between the MadGraph FineRules version and the MadGraph stock. The MadGraph stock was compared in this paper to the Wizard and Sherpa. So he found agreement between those two for all of these processes and more that I'll show you later. So he started on the MadGraph side. Then he came to the CalCup side. We found that, for example, I wrote the CalCup interface, and it didn't have the squark, squark, glue, glue vertex yet. So I implemented that, and we started the test, and we found agreement in practically all of these processes. And we have a few. It's the squark, squark, glue, glue vertex. I think I have a factor. Anyways, we're going to. I hope to have that finished by today, but other things came up. But it'll be finished by the time we release this version. But anyways, he's really done an impressive job here comparing thousands of processes. So he also, and this hasn't been extended to CalCup yet, this is just MadGraph. So he compared 2,708 two-to-three processes between MadGraph stock version and the FineRules MadGraph version. This, he didn't do cross-sections, he did 100 phase-based points for each process and compared those, and he found agreement between the FineRules version and the stock version.
Just curious. Yeah. One of the trickiest sectors in MSM is the Higgs sector. Right? How do you front front do the full sine alpha time data?
That is a good question, and I have very little to do with the actual implementation, unfortunately.
So what exactly? What is the question?
What basis do you use, I guess, for the Higgs sector?
Are you using tree level Higgs in the MSSM?
I was involved in the data, but I'm not a SUSY expert, so Benjamin did a work with Lagrangian. So I think at least the input parameters are all those that are in file for SPS 1A. So I don't know now what, at which level at which accuracy they are. So I don't know. Please answer your question.
We can get you in contact with Benjamin. Okay, he also did 320 key decays between MagGraph finals version and the stock version and got agreement. So he's done a very impressive job on this. And he also did several 2-to-2 processes calculated by hand and compared them with the finals, the finals version and got agreement with those. Priscilla De Aquino implemented the minimal universal extra dimension model in finals. And she compared 118 2-to-2 processes with the implementation done by Data, Kong, and Matchev. Here's some references, and I probably missed some. And they found agreement with everything except for one process that we would be happy to talk with them about. Well, let me just leave it at that. So we can discuss that. But anyways, it looks like all the tests are really working well. FineRails, so here's my FineRails summary. We think that it is much, much easier to implement new models in Monte Carlo packages with this. You can implement vertices in a form similar to how you write the Lagrangian on paper, and in particular in the gauge basis, the gauge eigenstate basis, and with the indices suppressed and so on. We have interfaces for new models to LaTeX, which just can write out some of the details of your implementation. FineArts, CalCAP, CompEP, MadGraph, and very soon Sherpa. We've tested this quite thoroughly, and we have more tests planned for the standard model, the three-site model, MSSM, MUED, and again, we have more planned for the future. And we have more features planned for the future. And someday I would like to have the mass matrix diagonalized automatically, but depends on time. Okay, I want to just switch gears really quickly. This will be kind of fast, but I've also been working with the CalCAP developers, Sasha Pukov and Sasha Blaev, and we've made some improvements in CalCAP that we think are useful. So we've implemented a new event mixer, which mixes the production processes and the decays and creates a Lazouche format file. So let me just open this up. So if you run CalCAP and generate events with production processes and decays, Event Mixer will take all of those files, combine them into one file according to the cross sections and branching ratios and so forth, and it will produce a new event file in the Lazouche format. This file will contain all the queue numbers, widths, and branching ratios, etc., necessary to run it at the next, analyze it directly, or run it through Pythia. We've also been working on an extended batch system. So now you can write a batch file which has all the details that you want to run your process with. It uses just key phrases, so it's a text file. You write key phrases like process, colon, and then you write your process. Decay, colon, here's the decay. Composite, colon, define the proton, and so on. So there's various key phrases. I'll just leave it at this for now. I'm going to show more in the tutorial. After that, you can. Another thing is that have done some work in parallelizing it. So, for example, if you have a local machine that's dual core, dual quad core, or whatever, you can run both CPUs at once or all 8 CPUs at once and get an increase in speed here. And if you have a PBS cluster, you can even do better. And we have a PBS cluster at Michigan State University, where I've had 100 CPUs working at once, studying not only not only generate the events for all the subprocesses and so forth, but running over the masses so that I could compare what happens for different mass values and so forth. It shouldn't be too hard either, by the way. If you have a Condor cluster, it shouldn't be hard to extend this. And I would be willing to work with someone on that. It also stores so if you've worked with CalCAP, you know that the symbolic part sometimes can take a while. And so something we've done is we've tried to make a process library. So after it generates the symbolic code and compiles it, It creates a library of those so that if you come back later and want to run the same process, it just finds those processes already compiled in the library and uses those directly, so it doesn't go through the symbolic calculation again. We've written into this some HTML progress. So if you run it in batch mode, you can see what's happening by opening your web browser and pointing it to the HTML files, and it shows the progress of it. It's somewhat similar to MadGraph, but I'll show you what it looks like during the tutorial. And I've also just recently added some help files to the HTML to help you, especially with the batch file, describing the different parts of the batch file that I think will be helpful. Yeah.
One thing that I've kind of found frustrating working with Compep and Talkep in the past, and you know, maybe the new version has this already equipped, but one suggestion I would make is, let's say I'm generating a process and there's some virtual particle, and that virtual particle has a width, and I want to scan over several parameters in theory, one of which is the mass of the stuff.
Right.
As I scan, there was no option to have the all the widths pre-calculated and then for each mass plug in the correct width.
That's fixed.
Okay.
Watch during the tutorial, and if I don't answer your question satisfactorily there, then ask again.
Right.
But basically in CalCut now, it calculates the widths on the fly, or it can. You have to set it, but I'll show you how to do it during the tutorial. It's very, very simple.
Is this only for two-body decay modes, or also for...
Right now, it just does two-body decays, but Sasha Pukov is working on 1-3 decays to add that. So that should be available soon, but it's not in 2.5. Okay, so just again... This tutorial, it was mentioned earlier that we're going to have a tutorial, and it was mentioned that we're doing the fine rules to MadGraph, to Pythia, to PGS. We're actually also going to do the CalCep in parallel with that. So come to the tutorial, and we'll show you importing. I'm going to show how to import the model that fine rules generates into CalCep, and how to generate events in CalCep using the batch. And that's it. Thank you.